It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the morning shift, rolling along.
I just, I did the, you know how Bo was telling us the other day that his parents used to use a tether for him?
Yes. I was on handcuffs. Yeah. I had a leash.
Yeah, a leash.
A handcuff
a
leash.
A tether is what I prefer to call it.
No, I like to call it a handcuff. I know, I was on a leash. I'm not, look, I know where I was. My parents had that leash, and it was so, like, 80s, too.
I just pictured
because it was, like, blue and orange. 4-foot Bo
just wandering around.
4 foot? Hell, what are you talking about, man? I wasn't Ridge. Your kid's tall. I was short then. I'm short now.
Anyways, so what I was going to say is I just did the new age version of that, probably. I never envisioned myself doing this. I just registered 2 AirTags on my phone for my kids. Like I have wristwatch holders for their AirTags that we're going to put on their wrist while we're at Disney World.
My neighbor's got those on his kid's phone.
Yeah.
He's got the AirTag.
Yeah.
And it's...
Wait, he's got them on his kid's phone?
Well, he's got daughters.
Yeah.
And he somehow has an AirTag thing where he knows where their phones are at or something.
Yeah, I think it's just his phone.
So it's like the new age tracking.
But he said it was an AirTag thing, so maybe he's got something else that he's... Maybe he put chips in them. I don't know.
But then, so...
I like that dog. As the chip, you can scan it.
I don't know if I have kids, if I would put them on a, tether or a leash.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would.
AirTag, they're already gone. So then it's kind of like you would almost... The leash is more secure. That's what I would.
Well,
or a tether. I'm going to call it a tether.
I think the air tag is in case someone, like, they wander off or they get abducted.
But he's not using the tether. He's using the air tag.
Well, and we've never been. I would never consider us people that would use a tether. I don't mind the people that do. We just haven't. But here's let me give you an example.
We
went to the touch truck. What was that 3 weeks ago that I was telling y'all about the touch truck in Kennesaw? We went to the touch truck. There was a long, like, 40 or 50 foot long blow up slide and thing like that where my son wanted to get in. All right. So I give his ticket to the guy at the front and I put him in. There's like 4 or 5 of these things. And I go to the end. He doesn't pop out the other end. Right. So he doesn't pop out the other end. So I'm like, where is this kid? And I'm like looking all through the mesh net. I'm like, where is he? I look over at a slide, 2 slides over, and he's done backed out of the one he was in because he thought the Spider-Man one would be cooler. and walked over and just jumped without even giving the guy a ticket or anything, just jumped in the other one. And scared me to death. So at that point, you would rather have the AirTag.
Yes,
right? You know what I mean? So it just makes a lot of sense.
And all that stuff, that makes sense.
And yeah, and to your point, maybe they've already wandered off too far at that point, but I'd rather have the AirTag in the back pocket just in case.
Or you could AirTag and the tether. But I wouldn't want to do a tether.
Yeah, I mean, I think the AirTag
makes sense because that look,
you're
we
on
don't,
rides, you're on all that stuff.
Let's just be real for a second. The world is not like it was when our parents grew up or when we grew up. It's dangerous. It's always been dangerous at times, but I think the AirTag thing in an amusement park like that,
I think it's a great
idea.
It's
a big place.
With the way the crowds are going to be.
I am not the, scared of my shadow kind of guy. I'm pretty, I watch my surroundings, but I'm also not concerned constantly either. I'm not afraid to go in public places or anything like that. Like, I know that people can be a little, worried about those kind of things. But I also don't think that it's dumb to
take
have
precautions.
Yeah. It's like, precautions. It's like preventive maintenance, man. It's like, you spray pre-emergence down before you throw pine straw down because you don't want the weeds coming up. And if they do, you want it to be minimal damage, and then you can spray a little Roundup and be done with it. I know it's not the same, and I know it's a weird analogy, but the reality is take, go that extra step.
Keep the Tamagotchi alive.
And then case something happens, you're prepared. Like you're like, don't panic. I'll check the AirTag, and we're going to figure this out pretty quick.
Yeah.
And look, my smart.
My son is like the dog from the movie Up, man, where squirrel.
Don't.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, that
he gets his attention taken very easily.
You should have said that little creature at the beginning of Ice Age. It's just like running around with the big eyes. Like that. I don't know.
What is it? It's
almost like a, it's like an, it's, prehistoric
my son calls
squirrel.
It, a squirrel. Yeah.
It is. It's like a prehistoric
but it's
squirrel.
A muskrat.
A muskrat?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm gonna check Animal from Ice Age. I want to see what the first thing pops up.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right, let's get you caught up on the Hawks. So Anthony Davis hitting a floater there, just 3 seconds left about, and that capped off 34 points on his evening. That helped to beat the Hawks 120-118. So the Mavs taking the W there.
The ground sloth is what it is.
No,
Sid.
It's not.
It's a scrat.
Ground sloth.
When I Wikipedia'd it, it said it was a scrat.
My Wikipedia says right here, Sid is a ground sloth.
Okay. TBD. Sid is not the one I'm talking about. The one that chasing the acorn is the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one. The one was always trying to chase the nut.
So what is it?
It's a scrat.
A muskrat.
What is a scrat?
I have to further investigate what a scrat is.
Yeah, we got to table this because I got to get this off my chest about the Hawks.
All right, go ahead.
Look, this was a game that depth came to its head, right? When you look at the fact that you are massively relying on Mo Gay and Dom Barlow and guys that and I said this Dylan walked in. Watching Mo Gay on the offensive end of the floor last night, especially in the first half, the Mavericks didn't even pay attention to this guy. They were just straight up like, shoot it, man. Go ahead. Like, just have at it. We don't even care. Because offensively, and for both these guys, there are struggles. But you have to remind yourself, and this is what I had to do. And I promised myself I would bring the good vibes today. You have to remind yourself that in no way, shape, or form is Dom Barlow supposed to be a big part of this team right now. Clint Capella is not with you. Larry Nance is not with you. Those are two guys that are making over $10 million a year. Right, those are both two guys that need to be bigger pieces of your rotation behind Onyeka. Last night, when Trae Young and Onyeka were on the floor together, they were plus 18. Without them, they lost the game, obviously. Now, that's fine. You're like, well, all right, just play Trae and Onyeka. You're in the middle of a back-to-back where you just flew to Dallas two nights ago after the game in Atlanta. So that's what I said. When I talk about the depth and legs being tired, and the shooting percentage, the field goal percentage for the Hawks in the second half. This is a depth game.
And you had both those guys play 40 minutes.
Exactly.
And that's where Capella, even if he's starting or not, he adds such depth because whether you like him or not,
yes.
I'm sorry, you can complain about Capella all you want, but he's still better than
Dom Barlow, he's mountains better than Dom Barlow. And let me be clear. I think Dom Barlow has a place in the NBA, but he's what, 20 years old?
We all have a place in life. We all have a place in life. If you put us in a place that we're not supposed to be, we're probably not going to do as good. You know, that's he's essentially the guy at LA Fitness that's the last guy picked that you don't worry about. I'm talking about Mo Guy. You sit over there and you can shoot whatever shot you want. Because really, we all know that you're not here to do that.
Yeah, they're defending four players at certain times.
And it's not mean when it's true. Okay, I am certain of that. That's something that Lil Porkchop's going to learn. I can say whatever I want to you as long as it's true.
That's a life
it's not
lesson
mean.
I would want to teach, but
it's
in this
not
case,
mean
yes.
if it's true. You know what? That's the problem to me. So. That with some of these younger kids growing up is they have not heard the truth.
Dude, that's just not true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Not true.
You have to, the reality in life is if you don't hear the truth growing up, you won't be ready for it when you hear it in adult. Let me tell you something.
You can't blame
Mike,
the statement,
Mike,
that, man.
Adult life comes at you hard and fast sometimes, and if you're not used to hearing the truth, it is going to slap you in the face, and you won't know how to recover.
Cool. So if Porkchop is overweight, and I walk up and go, "Hey, kid, you look like you had one too many cupcakes today, fat kid."
It's not your place.
It's my place
to tell her that.
It's the truth, but you still shouldn't
No, but do you need to know that? You need to be told by someone that loves and trusts you.
I don't want to get off on this tangent with you. My point
I'm telling
is
you
that
is people need to hear the truth every once in a while. But the Hawks know that. That's why they traded DeAndre Hunter away and got three pieces. Yes. But when injuries continue to pile up, I'm going to tell you something. I want to spend the 45 or 42 or whatever the hell that the financial flexibility this team has this offseason. But if this team doesn't do it, and I'm talking to, you know, it goes all the way to the top from Wrestler to my guy Saltzman to Kunin to whoever's in Landry Fields, all of them. If we don't go look at what we're doing off the court with these guys and, you know, the Emory Center and it's a great facility, but we need to figure out why our guys don't stay healthy. That needs to be and I know that they are, but that needs to be a concern because we should not be this banged up this much. And if it's because we do not have the depth, because I think this team has more depth today based on paper, what you see on paper, than they did before the DeAndre Hunter trade. And that's why I was such a fan of the Hunter trade, because you went and got depth. You got Niang, you got LeVert. But if
Niang was bad last night.
But if the guys can't stay healthy, like Capella, who you're depending on, then you're not any better.
Well, and I think the biggest issue for me is this is not like it's all knee injuries or all shoulder injuries or whatever it may be. Like I still don't understand the Jalen Johnson injury. We watched it 15 times the day after it happened. We're like, man, I wonder what the timetable will be. And it's like, I still don't even see it.
Don't you think soft tissue injuries are more preventable than a knee or than a ligament? Because I think there's got to be something that you can do to kind of keep kind of be preventive of some of these hamstrings.
There's
a
lot of it that comes from the way you lift weights. I know that there's a lot of teams in the NBA now that lift after their games, which, you know, it's kind of a cool down period, and there's science behind actually getting your lift in after you've played a basketball game. I don't know, man. Look, I've been in these shoes before. There is a lot of science that goes behind it in terms of keeping guys healthy. You also have to keep guys strong, right?
Yeah,
and so there is always going to be risk involved in that. I remember when I was at Bama, we stopped doing weighted sit-ups with heavy weight on your chest, you know, and somebody holding your feet and holding like a 25 or 30-pound dumbbell on your chest and doing sit-ups. And it had to do with the groin. Like, there was too many groins being pulled. And I was like, man, it's just crazy the way all these things connect. I'm with you to an extent. Like I said, it's not just – but that's the problem with, I think, what you're saying. You can't just point to the groin. It's not just one thing. There's shoulders, there's knees, there's legs, there's hips, there's all the above. But it just – and we're not the only ones dealing with it. Look, I mean – look at Dallas. Dallas just got Anthony Davis back. They've dealt with injuries all season. Now, you know,
Derek Lively just got back.
As a matter of fact, I was seeing yesterday, and this is great news for Hawks fans, Jalen Brunson expected back at any point. Oh, it just so happens the Hawks are on the schedule for the Knicks.
Yeah, 82 games. Like, that's a long season on a hard court on your body.
It is, but there are teams that don't have these problems. I mean,
what's Nance's injury? Is it a knee? I can't even remember what his injury was.
But there are teams that don't have. I remember years ago with the Warriors, I think, had just won their second straight. And we brought the trainer, and I don't believe she is here anymore with the Hawks, but we brought the trainer from the Warriors to the Hawks because she was really good. And she had, she had kept those teams very healthy. You know, so it's not
been that long ago.
Yeah, that was like 15, 16.
Oh, maybe I'm
wrong. It was like 16, I think, or 17. But I last I heard, I think she left, and I cannot remember her name to save my life, but I'm almost positive she left. But I'm not saying that there is some kind of neglect or anything like that. I'm just saying
I agree.
If you can't stay healthy year after year, then that needs to be addressed. Just like when Arthur Blank got the report back that once again our weight room was trash. He went and redid it, and they brought in new people.
Yep,
so,
Brittany Donaldson, name by the way.
Donaldson, yeah, she's very good. Where's she at now? Do you know?
She is at looks like UNI. She became a assistant coach.
Okay, so she moved up to coaching.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.